Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Denial of Death by Ernest Becker. Dedication. To the memory of my beloved parents, who unwittingly gave me, among many other things, the most paradoxical gift of all, a confusion about heroism. Non ridere, non lugere, neque detestare, sed intelligere. Not to laugh, not to lament, not to curse, but to understand. Spinoza. Forward. The first words Ernest Becker said to me when I walked into his hospital room were, "You are catching me in extremis. This is a test of everything I've written about death. And I've got a chance to show how one dies, the attitude one takes, whether one does it in a dignified, manly way, what kind of thoughts one surrounds it with, how one accepts his death." When The Denial of Death arrived at Psychology Today in late 1973 and was placed on my desk for consideration, it took me less than an hour to decide that I wanted to interview Ernest Becker. On December 6th, I called his home in Vancouver to see if he would do a conversation for the magazine. His wife, Marie, told me he had just been taken to the hospital and was in the terminal stage of cancer and was not expected to live for more than a week. Unexpectedly.